Okay, let's see. I got the tape machine running. Okay, here we go.
Quiet on the set. Quiet, please.
Hello, it's episode number 91 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Steve Webb. I'll bet you thought I'd fallen off the planet or something. If you're following me on Facebook, or if you're part of the LifeSpring Media Facebook group, you know what's been going on. But for those of you that don't know, I had some pretty substantial problems with the company where LifeSpringMedia.com and all my other websites live. The problems got so bad that I decided to move to a different company. Well, it can be a bit of a hassle to move a website from one web hosting company to another, but in my case, I had nearly 60 gigabytes worth of websites, the largest of which is LifeSpringMedia.com, not surprisingly. Now, I don't want to get all technical and geeky on you here, but suffice it to say that moving a really big website is not as quick and easy as moving your average website. Compound that with moving almost 20 websites, with all the associated email accounts and myriad other odds and ends, and you get what we got. We got more than 3 weeks worth of headaches and delays. I'm really sorry about that. I would have loved to have put out a short show to let you know what was going on, but I couldn't post the show anywhere for you to get it. It was terrible. So thank you for your patience. Well, let's get to today's reading. Today is Monday, the 29th of July, 2013. And by the way, my son Stephen will be in surgery tomorrow for his third and, we pray, his final procedure. Your prayers will be much appreciated. I will try to get an episode out for you, though. Today we'll read Numbers chapter 4, Mark chapter 5, and Psalms chapter 13 from the New Century Version. Numbers chapter 4. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Count the Kohathites among the Levites by family groups and families. Count the men from 30 to 50 years old, all who come to serve in the meeting tent. The Kohathites are responsible for the most holy things in the meeting tent. When the Israelites are ready to move, Aaron and his sons must go into the holy tent, take down the curtain, and cover the Ark of the Agreement with it. Over this they must put a covering made from fine leather, then spread the solid blue cloth over that, and put the poles in place. Then they must spread a blue cloth over the table for the bread that shows a person is in God's presence. They must put the plates, pans, bowls, and the jars for drink offerings on the table. They must leave the bread that is always there on the table. Then they must put a red cloth over all these things, cover everything with fine leather, and put the poles in place. With a blue cloth they must cover the lampstand, its lamps, its wick trimmers, its trays, and all the jars for the oil used in the lamps. Then they must wrap everything in fine leather and put all these things on a frame for carrying them. They must spread a blue cloth over the gold altar, cover it with fine leather, and put the poles in place. They must gather all the things used for serving in the holy place and wrap them in a blue cloth. Then they must cover that with fine leather and put these things on a frame for carrying them. They must clean the ashes off the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. They must gather all the things used for serving at the altar, the pans for carrying the fire, the meat forks, the shovels, and the bowls, and put them on the bronze altar. Then they must spread a covering of fine leather over it and put the poles in place. When the Israelites are ready to move, and when Aaron and his sons have covered the holy furniture and all the holy things, the Kohathites may go in and carry them away. In this way, they won't touch the holy things and die. It is the Kohathites' job to carry the things that are in the meeting tent. Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, will be responsible for the holy tent and for everything in it, for all the holy things it has, the oil for the lamp, the sweet-smelling incense, the continual grain offering, and the oil used to appoint priests and things to the Lord's service. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Don't let the Kohathites be cut off from the Levites. Do this for the Kohathites, so that they may go near the most holy place and not die. Aaron and his sons must go in and show each Kohathite what to do and what to carry. The Kohathites must not enter and look at the holy things, even for a second, or they will die." The Lord said to Moses, "Count the Gershonites by families and by family groups. Count the men from 30 to 50 years old, all who have a job to do in the meeting tent. This is what the Gershonite family groups must do and what they must carry. They must carry the curtains of the holy tent, the meeting tent, its covering, and its outer covering made from fine leather. They must also carry the curtains for the entrance to the meeting tent, the curtains of the courtyard that go around the holy tent and the altar, the curtain for the entry to the courtyard, the ropes, and all the things used with the curtains. They must do everything connected with these things. Aaron and his sons are in charge of what the Gershonites do or carry. You tell them what they are responsible for carrying. This is the work of the Gershonite family group at the meeting tent. Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, will direct their work. Count the Merarite families in family groups. Count the men from 30 to 50 years old, all who work at the meeting tent. It is their job to carry the following as they serve in the meeting tent: the frames of the holy tent, the crossbars, the posts and bases, in addition to the posts that go around the courtyard, their bases, tent pegs, ropes, and everything that is used with the poles around the courtyard. Tell each man exactly what to carry. This is the work the Merarite family group will do for the meeting tent. Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, will direct their work. Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted the Kohathites by families and family groups, the men from 30 to 50 years old who were to work at the meeting tent. There were 2,750 men in the family groups. This was the total of the Kohath family groups who worked at the meeting tent, whom Moses and Aaron counted as the Lord had commanded Moses. Also, the Gershonites were counted by families and family groups, the men from 30 to 50 years old who were given work at the meeting tent. The families and family groups had 2,630 men. This was the total of the Gershon family groups who worked at the meeting tent, whom Moses and Aaron counted as the Lord had commanded. Also, the men in the families and family groups of the Merari family were counted, the men from 30 to 50 years old who were to work at the meeting tent. The family groups had 3,200 men. This was the total of the Merari family groups, whom Moses and Aaron counted, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel counted all the Levites by families and family groups. They counted the men from 30 to 50 who were given work at the meeting tent and who carried the tent. The total number of these men was 8,580. Each man was counted as the Lord had commanded Moses. Each man was given his work and told what to carry as the Lord had commanded Moses. Mark chapter 15. Very early in the morning, the leading priests, the elders, the teachers of the law, and all the Jewish council decided what to do with Jesus. They tied him, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate, the governor. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Those are your words." The leading priests accused Jesus of many things. So Pilate asked Jesus another question. "You can see that they're accusing you of many things. Aren't you going to answer?" But Jesus still said nothing. So Pilate was very surprised. Every year at the time of the Passover, the governor would free one prisoner whom the people chose. At that time, there was a man named Barabbas in prison who was a rebel and had committed murder during a riot. The crowd came to Pilate and began to ask him to free a prisoner as he always did. So Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to free the king of the Jews?" Pilate knew that the leading priests had turned Jesus into him because they were jealous, but the leading priests had persuaded the people to ask Pilate to free Barabbas, not Jesus. Then Pilate asked the crowd again, "So what should I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked, "Why? What wrong has he done?" But they shouted even louder, "Crucify him!" Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he freed Barabbas for them. After having Jesus beaten with whips, he handed Jesus over to the soldiers to be crucified. The soldiers took Jesus to the governor's palace, called the Praetorium, and called all the other soldiers together. They put a purple robe on Jesus and used thorny branches to make a crown for his head. They began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" The soldiers beat Jesus on the head many times with a stick. They spit on him and made fun of him by bowing on their knees and worshiping him. After they finished, the soldiers took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him again. They then led him out of the palace to be crucified. A man named Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was coming from the fields to the city. The soldiers forced Simon to carry the cross for Jesus. They led Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. The soldiers tried to give Jesus wine mixed with myrrh to drink, but he refused. The soldiers crucified Jesus and divided his clothes among themselves, throwing lots to decide what each soldier would get. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified Jesus. There was a sign with this charge against Jesus written on it, "The King of the Jews." They also put two robbers on crosses beside Jesus, one on the right and the other on the left. And the scripture came true that says, "They put him with criminals." People walked by and insulted Jesus and shook their heads, saying, "You said you could destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days. So save yourself. Come down from that cross." The leading priests and the teachers of the law were also making fun of Jesus. They said to each other, "He saved other people, but he can't save himself. If he really is the Christ, the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross. When we see this, we will believe in him." The robbers who were being crucified beside Jesus also insulted him. At noon, the whole country became dark, and the darkness lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" This means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" When some of the people standing there heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone there ran and got a sponge, filled it with vinegar, tied it to a stick, and gave it to Jesus to drink. He said, "We want to see if Elijah will come to take him down from the cross." Then Jesus cried in a loud voice and died. The curtain in the temple was torn into 2 pieces, from the top to the bottom. When the army officer who was standing in front of the cross saw what happened when Jesus died, he said, "This man really was the Son of God." Some women were standing at a distance from the cross, watching. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. James was her youngest son. These women had followed Jesus in Galilee and helped him. Many other women were also there who had come with Jesus to Jerusalem. This was Preparation Day. That means the day before the Sabbath day. That evening, Joseph from Arimathea was brave enough to go to Pilate and ask for Jesus' body. Joseph, an important member of the Jewish council, was one of the people who was waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Pilate was amazed that Jesus would have already died, so he called the army officer who had guarded Jesus and asked him if Jesus had already died. The officer told Pilate that he was dead. So Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought some linen cloth, took the body down from the cross, and wrapped it in the linen. He put the body in a tomb that was cut out of a wall of rock. Then he rolled a very large stone to block the entrance of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw the place where Jesus was laid. Psalms chapter 13. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide from me? How long must I worry and feel sad in my heart all day? How long will my enemy win over me? Lord, look at me. Answer me, my God. Tell me, or I will die. Otherwise my enemy will say, I have won. Those against me will rejoice that I've been defeated. I trust in your love. My heart is happy because you saved me. I sing to the Lord because he has taken care of me. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, because of today's long intro, I'm going to make the closing very short on this episode. Again, thank you for hanging in there with me during the problems with my hosting company. You rock. Please remember to pray for Stephen's surgery tomorrow. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.